Everyone has had a hard time during the pandemic, but one group in particular has suffered more. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lynn Addington, professor of Justice, Law, and Criminology at American University, discusses how to make the next pandemic easier.
We all felt vulnerable during the COVID-19 pandemic. These feelings were amplified for the oldest among us. These challenging times have highlighted our need to be better prepared for the inevitable next pandemic and to specifically consider the needs of older adults. Our planning must include the expertise of local community groups and their established relationships with older adults. One example of these groups is villages, nonprofit grassroots organizations across the United States that support neighbors who want to age in place. My recent research highlights two reasons why villages are essential to our planning for future public health emergencies. First, villages know their members and can assess the needs of our older neighbors. Second, they can deploy existing and trusted volunteer networks to implement vital services in times of crisis. Before the pandemic, villages sponsored social activities and coordinated volunteers to provide transportation, run errands, and perform home maintenance chores. During the pandemic, many villages found ways to continue and expand their work. My study of Washington, D.C. area villages showed that they quickly added a range of pandemic-specific supports for thousands of older neighbors. These included sharing public health updates and vaccine information, scheduling online vaccination appointments, distributing personal protective equipment, and combating social isolation by offering Zoom classes and regular phone check-ins to individuals who were not able to leave their homes. During the pandemic, villages also continued to run essential errands and shopping. While we don't know if we are at the end of the pandemic, we do know that future public health emergencies will arise. Villages around the country can provide critical insights and incorporate the needs of older adults as we plan for these emergencies.
That was Lynn Addington of American University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.